Young. I like that. Young.
Ms. Doyle, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus. Trustee Dennis Barcima.
Here.
Trustee Aidan O'Brien. Vice Chair John Butler. Vice Chair John Butler.
Here.
Don't say yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee Leland Strom.
Here.
Sorry.
Trustee Eric Watsowitz.
Here.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Here. Ms. DePere, will you please confirm that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum present and appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you very much. We have a quorum of trustees present and in person for today's committee meeting. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Wazowitz.
Have a second?
Second, Athus.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Any abstention? The motion carries. Now may I have a motion to amend that motion in order to approve a consent agenda as follows. Action items 7A through 7D. Can I have a motion?
So, second, Butler.
Thank you. Again, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any objections? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Agenda item number 4, review and approval of minutes of the March 20th, 25 meeting. May I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved, Herrero.
Is there a second?
Second, Barcima.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Again, any objections? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Agenda item number 5, my comments. I want to first welcome the University Advisory Committee, the UAC, representatives present today. Do any of you have any comments that you'd like to make today?
They took my mic.
They took your mic.
That makes it difficult.
Uh-oh.
If you want, you can pull up a chair and I'll... No. All right. Thank you. This is an opportunity really for me to make some comments as well, and I wanted to say, as my colleagues have said earlier, congratulations to our graduates. This is definitely a very special time for the Gales family. I've got my oldest daughter will be graduating from the law school. I'll be sitting up there on the stage and hopefully shaking her hand as she goes by, but I thought I did see Dean Hill here earlier. The shame of it is I wanted to tell her to remind the folks that they will become deputies when this is all said and done. And when I say deputies, they will be ensuring that our Constitution is followed. They'll be the gatekeepers of that process. Now more than ever, their knowledge and expertise will be tested as we try to maintain a democracy, a republic. I can't overemphasize that enough. I sat last night and I was thinking, what else would I say today about the state of where we are? And the first thing that came to mind is, I'm a first-generation child that has had an opportunity to go to college. I'm a first-generation lawyer in my family. If not for education, God knows where myself or my family would be at this point. We must be protectors of education. And I'm not just saying higher education, because there are attacks on the Department of Education that threaten early child care development, that threaten our ability to do standardized testing across the nation so that individual states will not be lesser than another state. Some of us are looking at each other and saying, I feel powerless in doing anything to stop what's going on. Don't feel that way. Don't, please. I think in previous meetings I've said to you that all politics is local. If you want to see change, you have to do it on the local level. Write your congressman, write your senator, tell them the things that you're not in favor of. Well, wait a minute, Montel, I'm just one person. Well, let me share this with you, and I want you to know that you have power. You have power to make significant change in this country. And the power you have is through your pocketbook. Those of you who may not be following, I'm gonna share something that's going on in the black community as we speak. We weren't happy with some of the things that have been done with DEI across our nation's corporations, from Walmart to Target. And I tell you, this isn't a new concept of how we fight back. If you look back in the civil rights era, there are bus boycotts across this country. There are bus boycotts in the South to get rid of Jim Crow. They were effective. They worked. And as we speak today, and I mentioned Target's name, if you look at the newspapers these days, Target has lost $7 to $10 billion worth of revenue based on their approach to DEI. Walmart, my family doesn't go to Walmart these days. They don't go to Target. I tell you, the ones that are tougher are the ones like Amazon, because these folks are addicted to Amazon. I got a package coming to the house every day. But there's a part of me that says, even that, we can exercise some restraint by not ordering as much. And when they see that their numbers going down, it's forcing them to be our advocates in D.C. But with that said, that allows them to get off a little bit of my soapbox, but I want you to know that you have power. And I'm so looking forward to these young lawyers coming out to exercise that power for us. For those folks that cannot speak for themselves, we hope and anticipate that those folks will be the ones speaking for us. Okay? With that said, we recognize members of the public who have complied with state law, Board of Trustees bylaws, by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, have we received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, the timely requests to address this body were handled in FACBO.
Thank you very much. Thank you. With that said, I'm going to move on to agenda item number 7, the President's Report number 188. Madam President?
The following items have been moved to consent agenda. Agenda item 7A, recommendation for faculty tenure and or promotion effective 2025-2026. Agenda item 7B, appointment of Dean of the College of Education. Agenda item 7C, appointment of Dean of the Graduate School. Agenda item 7D, appointment of Vice President for Philanthropy and Alumni Engagement.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda item as read by President Freeman?
So moved, Herrero.
Second, Barsema.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'm calling the question. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any objections? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Agenda item number 8. Does that conclude your report? Yes. Thank you.
I'm sorry. That concludes the President's report.
Agenda item number 8, other matters. Are there any other matters requiring attention of the board today? Hearing none, the next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is June 12, 2025 at 9 a.m. Ladies and gentlemen, the board does need to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes matters as generally described under Section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters as generally described under Sections 2C5 and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Student disciplinary cases matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as generally described under Sections 2C1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. May I have a motion?
So moved, Wasowitz.
Is there a second?
Second, Athis.
Ms. Doyle, will you please call the roll call vote to close the meeting?
Trustee Rita Athis?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Aidan O'Brien? Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes. The public meeting is now closed.